The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaneateles, Atlas, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff will be burned with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus had also been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
May my words be of you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Like many others, I have the blessing and the not always a great blessing of spending a lot of time on Zoom in the course of a week. And this week, at two of these meetings, the leader chose to start us off by checking in. And so we went around and each person took an opportunity to just say how they were doing. And interestingly, in both of these particular settings, about half of the people said they were doing well and feeling blessed, and about half responded that they were exhausted and overwhelmed, about 50-50 in both groups. I don't see it often, but in both cases, there were people who broke down in tears. And since these two groups were really completely different settings, it got me to wondering if perhaps each of those was a reflection of just where we are right now as a people. That about half of us are feeling blessed and grateful, and about half are just exhausted and overwhelmed. So I suspect that if we checked in with the folks who are gathered here and with the people who are online, that 50-50 breakdown might be visible there as well. So if you are among those who are feeling blessed and grateful this morning, I have a suggestion, something that I would offer that you do right now, and that is to say a short prayer of thanks to God, who is, in fact, the source of all blessings. And then to choose someone that you know, perhaps by name, who is feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and commit to pray for them for the next 7 days. And if you don't know someone by name who is in that situation, then I would really encourage you to pray for the healthcare workers, the teachers, the people who are hospital staff, because they are definitely bearing the brunt and the burden of this current surge of the pandemic. If you are among those who are exhausted and overwhelmed today, the readings this morning have something to say to you. We are just 2 short weeks after Christmas, and we're hearing about the baptism of Jesus, the active power of the Holy Spirit that comes down sometimes through the laying on of hands. I've mentioned this before. There is a group of folks who gather every Tuesday with Chuck Stewart on Zoom to reflect together on the readings for the coming Sunday. And this week, one of the things that they commented on was how abrupt it seems that we go from the birth story to the baptism story. We go within a very short period of time from the infancy of Jesus to his complete adulthood. As one of my friends would say, Shazam! Well, one reason that we do that is just practical. There isn't much recorded history about Jesus from the time of his birth to when he begins his public ministry. But there's something else that happens when we hear these two stories sort of close together like this. It highlights something that we might not otherwise notice. So we begin 2 weeks ago with the incarnation, with God's being born in human form as a dependent baby. Emmanuel, God with us, is what that represents and illustrates graphically. God has come near. And then what the baptism story shows us is that God is not only with us, but God chooses to jump in and be totally immersed in our human existence. If you think about baptism by immersion, it is the whole self. Jesus didn't come as a casual observer to stand over to one side and not be attached. Jesus held nothing back, took on everything about us, everything about our human experience. Jesus was all in, which tells us that God is all in, right here with us today. What you and I experience day in and day out over the course of the entire year is known by God and known to God because of Jesus' life and experience. In this particular account of Jesus' baptism, we hear the voice of God speaking, and the Holy Spirit is visible in the form of a dove. And I love the psalm that we read together, Psalm 29, because it talks all about the power of God's voice and what God's voice can do. And the baptism of Jesus reveals also that there is power in God's presence, the power of the Holy Spirit active and working in the world and in us. God's Holy Spirit has the power to create all that is. God's Holy Spirit has the power to bring order and rhythm to the universe, day and night, the seasons of the year. God's Holy Spirit has the power not only to give life, but to renew life, to move mountains. Think about that literally and figuratively. To transform everything, including the landscape and including us. God's Holy Spirit has the power to heal, to restore, forgive, to bring peace even in the midst of the storm of life. God in human form has come among us and has been born into this world and into our very skin to live as one of us, and to unleash the power of the Holy Spirit in us and in the world. Earlier this week, at one of the virtual Centering Prayer gatherings that happens on a regular basis, Pam Stewart read a reflection from David Stendhal Rast, the title of which is "The Source of All Blessing." And I want to read it to you this morning and invite you simply, you might want to close your eyes, but just for a moment to dwell in the idea that here we are soaking in and resting in the blessing that is the Holy Spirit. From Brother David Stendhal Rast. Bless what there is for being. Whatever it be, bless it because it exists. You need no other reason. Source of all blessings, you bless us with breath. In and out, in and out, ever renewing us, ever anew, making us one with all who breathe the same air. May this blessing overflow into a shared gratefulness so that with one breath, I may praise and celebrate life. Source of all blessings, you bless us with humility, that down-to-earth quality that has nothing in common with humiliation, but makes us stand tall and acknowledge both the humus that feeds us and the stars to which we aspire. May I learn to practice and to honor in others this sparkling humility, which is the dignity that we as human beings cannot afford to lose. Source of all blessings, you bless us with imprecision, with all that is vague but close but not quite, all that leaves room for the more specific, the more precise, and room for the imagination. May I know when to be exact and when to move freely and blessed in the space so generously provided by all that is not perfectly defined, giving full scope to my dreams and my creativity. Source of all blessings, you bless us with memory. That sacred ingathering of the past that allows us to recognize faces, learn poems by heart, find our way back when we are lost, and bring forth old and new from its nearly inexhaustible store. May I know what to forget and what to retain and treasure, keeping in mind the smallest kindness shown to me and spreading its ripples for a long time to come. Source of all blessings, you bless us with change. In the seasons of the year, from snow to greening, flowering, fruiting, and harvest. In the seasons of life, from childhood to youth, full ripeness and saging. All living things keep changing. May I welcome change as a sacred opportunity to grow and savor in each unrepeatable moment's fleetingness what is beyond change. Source of all blessings, you bless us with departures, for they are a necessary part of our journey, necessary for the arriving. May I always be ready to take leave, always aware that every arrival is a prelude to departure, every birth a step towards dying. And may I thus taste the blessings of being fully present where I am. May blessings help to sharpen your taste for the gift of life in its immeasurable facets. May you grow ever more blessed, ever more able to bless. End of quote. My friends, whether you are feeling blessed this day or overwhelmed, a good place to dwell right now is remembering that God is the source of all blessing. The first blessing, of course, we receive from God is life itself. And if you are feeling blessed, pray for God's blessings to be seen and known and felt by those who are struggling. And if you are struggling, remember that in the presence of God, there is power. Power. God is present in you and with you with a power that is continually active and at work even now. May all of you, may all of us feel the blessing and grace of God this day in some very real and tangible way.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Wherever you are on your journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.